from Tidbits on May 12, 2008. This is the audio version of iPhone Roundup, AT&T Wi-Fi, Out of Stock, International Carriers, written by Glenn Fleischman. We at Tidbits try to avoid obsessing about the iPhone. There are plenty of other media outlets that already do that. But a number of recent events are worth summarizing for what they indicate, both about the current utility of the iPhone and its future in the United States and worldwide. Wi-Fi. It's up, it's down, it's all around confusing. AT&T toyed with its customers' affections these last 2 weeks by offering a peek into what it plans to provide in the way of free Wi-Fi to iPhone subscribers on its aggregated hotspot network. AT&T scored a deal in February 2008 to take over Starbucks' Wi-Fi network from T-Mobile and began converting locations, starting with AT&T's headquarters city of San Antonio, Texas, a few weeks ago. They're expected to be complete across all 7,000 Starbucks company-owned freestanding outlets in 2008. But eagle-eyed Wi-Fi users spotted a new network name, AT&T Wi-Fi, at Starbucks stores the same time as on the T-Mobile network, T-Mobile. A square link appeared in the upper right-hand corner of their gateway page welcoming AT&T customers. That wasn't unexpected or odd. However, a Mac Rumors reader seems to have been the first to document when on April 30th, 2008, an iPhone customized gateway login page appeared that asked for a subscriber's phone number to gain free access. A few days later, that gateway page went away. On May 7th, 2008, MacRumors again was apparently first with the news that AT&T's iPhone plans page had been updated to note that an iPhone included free access to 17,000 U.S. hotspots available through AT&T. 2 days later, that text was gone. AT&T told Fortune's Philip Elmer DeWitt that it was all human error, but they planned to ultimately to provide free Wi-Fi to iPhone users, as has always been expected all along. 7 million AT&T residential customers, anyone with DSL that's 1.5 megabits downstream or faster, or their fiber, AT&T's fiber service, already get free access to AT&T Wi-Fi Home, a set of 17,000 U.S. hotspots that includes 9,500 McDonald's locations and 7,000 Starbucks in progress, but excludes most hotels and some airports that are found in AT&T's broader Premier roaming package. Premier service includes all U.S. hotspots and 53,000 international locations and costs $10 more per month for those who qualify for free service and $20 per month for everyone else. AT&T Wi-Fi will clearly ultimately be available and free to iPhone users, but it's vaguely incomprehensible why AT&T has muffed this whole Starbucks transition and not simply offered the network already. It's part of a long-term loyalty play by the company to retain its subscribers and would improve your iPhone experience by gaining faster Wi-Fi-based access when you need it at no additional cost. iPhone 2.0, iPhone SDK, 3G iPhone, and no iPhones to purchase. It's May 10th as I write this, and there are no iPhones to be had via the online Apple Store in the United States, nor via O2, Apple's UK partner. That's plain weird. Apple has said that it plans to release its revised iPhone 2.0 firmware, along with a release version of the iPhone SDK, in June 2008, most likely at the Worldwide Developers Conference. This is when everyone anticipates that the expected third-generation iPhone, one that uses AT&T's faster, high-speed packet access network, will be announced or released. The HSPA network has speeds AT&T reports as an average of around 600 kilobits per second to 1.4 megabits per second downstream, versus the current 2.5G iPhone's 100 to 200 kilobits per second downstream rate. So it's quite peculiar that Apple and its partner should happen to run out of stock now. Would this argue that a 3G iPhone is ready to go and we'll see a surprise announcement this next week? Hard to say. I can't quite believe Apple would give up a full 4 week sales just to avoid making more phones in the interim. As usual, they give no indications and we'll just have to wait and see. Expanded carrier relationships in Europe, Latin America, and Asia. Even as the iPhone seems to be in scant supply in the United States and the UK, Apple has inked deals with carriers and broader relationships. Vodafone, which owns a minority percentage of AT&T competitor Verizon Wireless, will sell the iPhone starting later this year in territories that encompass 1.4 billion people: Australia, the Czech Republic, Egypt, Greece, India, Portugal, New Zealand, South Africa, and Turkey. Apple will let both Vodafone and Telecom Italia offer the iPhone in Italy, and Singtel, via subsidiaries and affiliates, will distribute the iPhone in Australia, Singapore, and the Philippines. This marks a move away from Apple's previous single-provider approach, since India, Italy, and Australia will be served by multiple carriers. To the West, America Mobile SAB will sell the iPhone to customers across Mexico and 15 other Latin American countries, as well as Puerto Rico. The firm has 37% of the market in its territory. Apple seems well on its way to meeting its target of a cumulative 10 million phones from the device's first sales until the end of 2008. In fact, Apple seems to think its biggest problem is that there's so much pent-up demand for the iPhone that perhaps as many as half of the iPhones sold have been purchased, unlocked, or later cracked to allow their use in countries that don't yet have a domestic carrier offering the phone. Apple's Chief Operating Officer Tim Cook said in April 2008, "We see this phenomenon as an expression of very strong interest in the iPhone globally, and in that way, it's a good problem to have." iPhone forever. Sequels sometimes suck, but iPhone 2.0 and the 3G iPhone, which may arrive together, or very nearly so, will likely improve and extend the product. I've owned an iPhone since the night Apple unleashed them on the world, and while it's by no means perfect, it has the lowest frustration-to-enjoyment ratio of nearly any electronic product I've ever owned, and is at a fair approximation 100 times better than any cell phone I've owned or tested. Bring on the next release! This is Tidbits. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at Tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angston. I have to admit, I'm looking forward to seeing if the 3G iPhone has GPS, too. That's been my kicker all along.